This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Rabobank's Rabo Research Team this month released its bi-monthly North American Agribusiness Review. Roland Famasi, the North American head of Rabo Research, says that the report shows certain segments of the ag sector are facing more headwinds than others in 2024. We will hear more from Roland Famasi next.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Rabobank's Agribusiness Review for May shows that some sectors of the ag economy are facing stronger headwinds than other sectors, says Roland Famasi, the North American head of Rabo Research.
It's primarily the row crop folks because of the lower corn, soybean prices. Wheat prices are nothing special either. Certainly some of the farm inputs costs have gone down versus where they were a couple years ago. So that helps a bit with interest rates being higher, the prices being down. And a lot of that, by the way, is driven by a lack of sales into China. So that's been a major contributing factor. That was a major contributing factor last year, and it continues to be a challenge where China really isn't coming to the negotiation table to be a major buyer of our grains.
Famasi says that U.S. agriculture groups are all competing to find new ag export markets.
The industry continues to try to find those places. I think about it like this, right? I think about exports as sort of musical chairs. We know that China has been buying more from Brazil, and that would ideally leave a spot somewhere else where that Brazilian grain would have otherwise gone.
He says that ultimately the United States may have to look internally to help make up for lost sales to China.
As we look forward in the coming years, really trying to rely on some robust growth in domestic demand. We think that things like sustainable aviation fuel will be one of the things that helps drive oil demand. So on the soybean side, in that space domestically. So that's kind of how we're looking at it right now.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.